High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Tonight we got the B5 district championship ball game in Grand Island. Adams Central getting set to take on the Holdridge Nesters tonight. As we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. Coach, first year as the head coach of the Patriots, what would it mean to take this group down to the state tournament?
Well, we're excited. I mean, this is our number one goal for the whole season, was trying to get back to Lincoln. And I think we've gotten better. We've learned. We learned a lot through that five-game losing streak. You know, now you got a 32-minute season to get our biggest goals. We're excited by the possibilities.
It really didn't end the season at the regular season level with a real blast, losing some games down the stretch. Was it basically defense that was the problem?
Yeah, we've talked and talked and talked. And I think recently our kids have got it that we're only going to be as good as we are on that end of the floor. If we defend and we rebound, we feel we have enough scoring. We'll score enough points to win. But the question is going to be if we defend. And I think the last couple weeks our kids have finally bought into that.
Last night, give up 21 points to Hastings High in beating the Tigers by a score of 39-21. So obviously, you had to be extremely pleased with what your kids got done last night.
Yeah, we were. And the thing we talked about after the game, even at halftime, is that even though we weren't making shots early, it never affected us on the other end. We're earlier in the year, and during that five-game losing streak, there was times where it would affect us. And I thought I was really proud of our guys last night because no matter what happened on the offensive end, it didn't affect how we played defensively.
They gave up only, 28% shooting to Hastings High last night. I like your chances. You're going to put those kind of numbers up on the board.
Definitely. You know, tonight's going to be an interesting game because we're very similar with Holdridge. We both play very good defense, and you're going to have to work for everything you get tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
On the other side of the coin, you guys only score, 39 against the Tigers last night, and offensively you had some woes after a nine-day layoff.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about what you can control at this time of year. And you can't control if the ball is going to go in. We were ecstatic. At the end of the first quarter, it was 7-3, and we had gotten great looks. I mean, we had four or five layups around the rim. We just didn't finish. Now, if you make two or three of those, and all of a sudden it's 13 or 15-3 at the quarter, you feel completely different about it. And so it wasn't a case of us not getting what we wanted. We just didn't finish. And so, obviously, tonight, you know, that's going to be big. If we get those opportunities against a good team like Holdridge, we're going to have to be able to finish.
Obviously, got the ball inside. Calvin out, had a big night for you, 13 points and 10 rebounds, seven offensive boards in the contest.
Yeah, Calvin's been playing at a high level the last couple of weeks. I think he understands the opportunity we have. He's a senior, and he wants to keep playing. He doesn't want it to end tonight. And so he's been having a great effort. He's had a great attitude. He's worked hard. He's been great in the offensive glass. And so our guys have trusted him to get the ball in. And, like, last night, even though we kept saying get the ball in, he's very unselfish. He'll pass the ball back out. And we got a couple of jump shots in the second half because of that.
The outside shots, this would not go for you last night or what?
Yeah, we had some good looks. They just didn't drop. You know, but we're still the same team that the 23s in a game this year. I mean, we have good shooters. We just got to believe in ourselves. And if they're there and you're a shooter, we got to step up and knock it down.
I got the offensive shooters kind of frustrated here down the stretch after having such a torrid pace early in the season.
I think their confidence is still fine. I mean, obviously, you know, if that first one goes down, first one or two, everything's different. But when you miss a couple after you've missed a couple in previous games, I think that pressure can mount a little bit, but our guys understand that if the shot's not going from the outside, you just got to drive it. You got to get to the ball, the paint, get to the free throw line, open other things up.
How much can you contribute that to the 9-day layoff?
I don't know on that necessarily, because even before the layoff, our shooting had been slipping a little bit. I just think a little bit defensively. I mean, by this time of year, there's no surprises. Everybody knows we have good shooters, so I think they're taking away a lot of our easier opportunities we had earlier in the year. And that's opening up our drive game. I mean, we scored 67 points on Kearney Catholic a couple weeks ago, and I think only made three or four threes. But we got to the free throw line 21 times, too, because we drove it against them because they pressured our shooters. So I think we've got to look at it and take what the defense gives us.
Is that what teams are doing down the stretch here, playing you guys a little differently defensively, maybe pressuring the ball if they're at the three-point line?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially with Brady, and that really hasn't changed. They're really going to face guard Brady and try to take him away. And then on different guys, depending on their strength, they're either going to guard them tight or give them space. And, you know, we just got to adjust and realize what they're doing and try to counteract that.
All right, the Patriots in the district championship ball game here tonight against Holdridge. We'll come back and talk about the Dusters when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. It's Adams Central and Holdridge here tonight. He began the season with his team coach, and now we face him here in the final ball game heading into the state tournament. Hopefully, if the Patriots beat Holdridge to start the season 44-39, as you look back on that ball game, why were you guys successful in that contest?
Well, in that game, it was interesting because we were up 23-11 in the second quarter. We were on the edge of blowing it out, and then we just got a little lackadaisical with the ball, and our defense wasn't good. We came out of the half. I believe it was 23-13 at half. And then they had a 10-0 run to start the second half. So it was 23-23. And then it was tooth and nail from then on. When they made the run, they got the ball inside. The Nedrick kid is very good. He made a couple plays. But we just didn't have a sense of urgency, you know, really in the second half. But, you know, we'll tell our kids this too, and they know it. That was so long ago. This is two different teams, two different seasons. It's a 32-minute game tonight, and that's all that matters. So, you know, we're going to look and talk about the first game, but that was a long time ago also.
Holdridge winning in very similar fashion, like we said before, over Grand Island Northwest, 39-33. They didn't put a lot of points on their scoreboard, but they put tremendous defense. They did last night, and they have throughout the season.
Yeah, Holdridge, when you think of them, what you think of is this great physical man-to-man defense. I mean, that's what they hang their hat on, and they've done that all, I mean, forever with Coach Buck. Whether they can score or not, you know, when they can score the ball and when they feel good offensively, they're very, very good. I mean, they beat Minden this year. I think Minden's 20-2, and one of their losses is the Holdridge, because you know they're going to defend you, and so you just got to do a good job of making them score from the outside and not be able to hurt you with their patterns offensively. And as far as last night, them only scoring 39. I mean, Northwest and Holdridge have played three times this year, and so there was no secrets last night. Everybody knew what everybody else wanted to do, and so it was a good game. We stayed and watched that one.
Holdridge scored a 39. Rocky Holman, he had 14 points for Holdridge in that contest. Talk about him as a player. Obviously, one of the guys we'll have to be concerned with tonight.
Oh, definitely. He's their best perimeter player. He is a definite key for our defensive plan. He's a definite key for them on offense. He's got a great pull-up game, and he can shoot the three a little bit. And he's had some games where he's really been a difference maker for them this year, so he's going to be a big focus for us tonight.
And a Dietrich kid that scored 11 points against you guys the first time around. He pulled down six rebounds, maybe the second best scorer in this basketball.
Yes, definitely. That's the two foci for us on those guys is Nedrick on the inside and Allman on the outside. And if we control those two guys and do not give them anything easy, I feel really good about our chances.
Talk about your game plan a little bit. How can we attack this guy?
Well, I just think offensively we really want to spread it, and I think they're probably going to play gap man on us and not pressure us as much. And if we do, we're going to be patient and move the ball side to side. I think they're going to hope that we'll just take one pass perimeter shots, and so we got to be disciplined and not take the first good look, but work it and get a little bit better look. And then defensively, again, it's the inside-out philosophy that they are much better when they can run their patterns and get the ball inside. So I think we got to take away the inside game first and not give them perimeter shots but make them contested jump shooters.
Based on what we saw last night, could be the first 1-40 win this thing, huh?
It could be. You know, this time of year, even though we played 3 months ago, there's not a lot of secrets. I mean, you know who's in your district all year, and you scout and you've watched people. And so it's going to come down to players making plays. There's not a lot of adjustments Coach Buck or myself probably can make tonight. It's just which kids step up, and both teams are senior-laden, and it's going to be a good atmosphere and hopefully a great game.
You guys are, I guess, comfortable playing games maybe in the 30s and 40s where beginning of the season we were up in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I think our kids understand that. And we said as coaches, even in the preseason to our guys, that we were going to be different than we were last year. Last year we could come out and we could just kind of outscore people a lot of the time. Where this year we knew there's going to be games we're going to have to win 39-21. I mean, we've had a few of those this year, even the first Holdridge game, 44-39. So we're a different team than we were last year, and I think this team understands that, you know, if you win by one and 28-27, that's still beautiful, and it's a win. So we'll do what we have to do to get it done. Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Get out and play in your
high
own
school
backyard
basketball
with the Huskers.
Is brought to you by the
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport, available at Jeans Repair and Sales. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42, 48, or 54-inch mowing deck. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into playtime. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street, Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball here tonight at 1230 KHAS. We're at Grand Island Senior High tonight. This is the B5 District Championship ball game between the Adams Central Patriots and the Dusters out of Holdridge High School. I'm Mike Wallach, all the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in, a record of 15 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Patriots knocking off Hastings High last night in the semifinals by a score of 39-21. Holdridge coming in with a mark of 14 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Dusters beating Grand Island Northwest in another defensive struggle last night. Final score of 39-33. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Adams Central started the year with a 44-39 win over Holdridge way back in the month of December. Now all the marbles are on the table, so to speak. All the cards are on the table as the winner will move on to the Boise State High School basketball tournament down in Lincoln coming up next weekend. Starting lines for Adams Central tonight, Jake Fowler, a 5'10" sophomore, getting a start, in addition to Matt Overmiller, a 6'2" senior, Brady Barrett, 6'1" junior, Nick Stein, 6'2" senior, Calvin Ott, a 6'3" senior. Calvin had a big ball game last night in the ball game against the Tigers, scoring 13 points and pulling down a bushel basket full of rebounds. Holdridge going with Jared Schoeneman, a 5'11" senior. Robbie Allman, a 6'2" senior. Robbie scoring 14 points in the ball game against Northwest last night. Jordan Schultz is a 6'1" senior. Jared Niedrig is a 6'3" senior. And then Ross Martin is a 5'10" senior. So we're set to go, Adams Central and Holdridge here tonight. B5 District Championship ball game. From Grand Island Senior High, ball is in the air. Holdridge controls the opening tip. Dusters going to be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll be dressed in their dark purple uniforms here tonight. Adams Central dressed in their white, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. As the Holdridge will work against the tough man-to-man defense for Adams Central. I'll tell you what, this defense was almost picture-perfect last night. They allowed only 22% shooting last night to the Tigers. Here's a shot partially deflected by Ott. Ball is brought down here by Niedrig, and it sounds up and in. Calvin Ott got the first block on the shot there, but Niedrig comes down with the rebound and puts it down through the hole in the lane, and Holdridge goes out on top by a score of 2-0. Hastings, Adams Central now with the ball, deep in the corner, Fowler for three. Shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Robbie Allman. The Patriots did not shoot the ball very well last night in the ball game against Hastings High. In fact, they hit only 16 out of 46 field goals for 34%. They were only 2 out of 14 from three-point range for 14%. Fowler throwing up the three-pointer there from the deep right corner that would not go. Here's Niedrig with the ball. He backs up again against Otis. Shot up off the window. It's up and in. So Holdridge has gone both times to a Jared Niedrig inside. Jared bounces one off of the back iron there, and it goes down through the hole. 4-0 is the score. Holdridge out on top of Adams Central here in this one. Fowler with the ball now for AC. Gets it to Overmiller. Overmiller now to Stein. Comes to the near sideline. Jake Fowler back on top. A three-pointer is good. And Overmiller knocks down the three ball there for Adams Central. And now out of bounds for Holdridge is Jared Silverman right in front of the Patriot bench. He's called for being out of bounds. That's the first turnover on Holdridge. The Dusters only averaged 13 turnovers per ball game. Both of these teams have done a great job taking care of the basketball this year. Adams Central averages only 12 turnovers per ball game. Holdridge only 13. 4-3 is the score. Adams Central back in the offensive. And the shot is taken by Stein in the lane. It's going to be no good. And the ball is brought down here by Ross Martin coming back the other way. Nice pass to Schoeneman. He has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. And it's going to be Holdridge playing things in baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game. Holdridge out on top of Adams Central by the score of 4-3. Dusters will inbound the ball, holding it. They get it down in the corner. On the left side with the basketball, there is Robbie Ullman. Takes it to Ross Martin. Back out on top now to Ullman. Ullman swings it right side to Jared Schoeneman. Schoeneman back out on top now to Ross Martin. Works it to the left side to Ullman. Now inside to Niedrig. He squares around against the Calvin Ott. Backs up now. There's a little right-handed hook shot. It's up there, no good. Ball is tipped out and is picked up here by Holdridge. So the Dusters have got a couple of offensive boards so far here in the first quarter. Jared Schoeneman with the ball. Comes out on top of the key to Ullman. A shot for three is good. Robbie Ullman buries the three ball there for Holdridge, and the Dusters go out on top. Final score is 7-3. Early in the ball game, here comes Adams Central back the other way. Fowler has got the ball. Fowler down to Matt Overmiller out here in three-point territory. To Fowler on the left baseline. Bounce pass goes down to Ott. Now to Fowler. Back outside to Overmiller. Across the top to Stein. Stein moves it on the wing. Now to Brady Barrett for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Brady Barrett hits the three ball there for Adams Central. He's a 38% three-point shooter there for the Patriots. And Adams Central is back within 1 point. 7-6 is the score. We're 3 minutes into the ball game here at Grand Island Senior High tonight. Schoeneman with the ball. Comes out to Jordan Schultz. And holds it high above his head. Comes over now to Schoeneman on the wing. He drives the ball against Fowler. Back outside now to Martin for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Offensive rebound again to Schoeneman. Schoeneman gets the third offensive rebound for Holdridge in this first quarter. Dusters will have another chance. Schoeneman with the ball picked up there by Fowler. He drives it, spins it right side of the lane. Back out on top now to Schultz. He drives it into the paint. Bounce pass goes to Martin. Martin takes it down low now to Niedrig. Niedrig throws it back out into three-point territory. A three-pointer is put up there and in. Robbie Ullman throws up an off-balance three-pointer. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Holdridge out on top by a score of 10-6. Here's Calvin Ott with the ball. Back out to Jake Fowler. Back inside to Calvin Ott. Now we got some contact made, foul called. Well, these two teams were in a defensive struggle in the ball games last night. Hastings High losing to Adams Central. Grand Island Northwest losing to Holdridge. It's 10-6 already here in this ballgame. Jordan Schultz picks up the personal foul for Holdridge. That's going to be his first. Adam Central plays things in. Overmiller drives down the lane and dumps it off down to Calvin Ott. And his shot is up and in. Overmiller gets the assist. Calvin Ott gets the field goal. 10-8 to score now. Holdridge out on top by a field goal. The Dusters come back into their offensive zone. Jared Schoeneman has got the ball. Now to Jordan Schultz between the rings. Adam Central stays with their man-to-man defense. Schultz has got it. Moves it over to Ross Martin. Martin down on top of the key. Ullman drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops, throws up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. End of the ball game now for Adams Central. Ashton Dirks coming in for Holdridge is going to be Kyle Ekstrom. Also coming to the ball game will be Joey Isaacson. Isaacson is averaging 4.2 points per ball game. Ekstrom is averaging 4 points per contest for the Dusters. Ashton Dirks into the ball game now for Adams Central, averaging 3 points. And 2.5 rebounds per game. 10-8 to score. Here's a long-range jumper for three. The shot no good by Barrett. And the rebound comes down here to Schultz. Schultz clears it out. Now to Ross Martin. Here come the Dusters. Holdridge has got a 2-point lead over Adams Central early in the ball game. Here's Ullman. Signs it up with three. Dumps it off inside. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Somebody was hanging on the arm of Joey Isaacson inside. It's going to go on Adams Central, and the foul is going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his first foul on Brady Barrett, first team foul on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line for Holdridge will be Joey Isaacson. He's a 44% foul shooter on the season. He is 17 out of 38 on the foul line this year, and his first shot tonight is up there and in. Holdridge is a team hitting 59% of their charity tosses so far this year. They were 7 out of 11 from the free throw line last night in the ball game against Grand Island Northwest. The Dusters have a 3-point lead over Adams Central. The score is 11-8. Here comes the next shot by Isaacson. He buries that one as well. So he hits a pair of free throws, and the Dusters down on top by the score is 12-8. Adams Central comes back with the basketball. Brady Barrett, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Dribbles to the top of the key, stops there, has to get rid of it, does. He gets it to Blake Overmiller, who's into the ball game now. Blake sends it out to the baseline to Barrett. He drives, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Adams Central turns the ball away as Barrett takes the ball in the hole. That's the first turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, 12-8 to score. The Dusters out on top of AC here tonight. Ashton Dirks will pick up Joey Isaacson as he brings it across the timeline now. Back out on top. Here's Allman for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Ashton Dirks. Dirks will bring the ball up himself. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for AC. Ashton gets away, drives it down the lane, down the left side of the lane now. Stops, comes out now to a Blake Overmiller. Overmiller out here to Zach Hollister is into the ball game now. Hollister to Calvin up. A little head fake there, a little ball fake. And that gives Isaacson to leave his feet. Back out to Brady Barrett. Now to Ashton Dirks, puts a man in the air. Now we got a timeout called. Zach Foster doesn't like his offensive flow here. With 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play, he calls the timeout. We'll take a break for the score. The Dusters 12, Adams Central 8.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The B5 District Championship ball game from Grand Island Senior High. Adams Central looking for their second straight berth into the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament and their sixth in the history of the school. They would get a state tournament berth with a win here tonight over the Dusters. Adams Central beat Holdridge in last year's district final. Here's Ashton Dirks off of the baseline. He throws up a 17-footer. It's going to be an air ball. And a rebound is brought down by Jared Niedrich now for Holdridge. Dusters have the ball with 2:15 to play. In this first quarter, Holdridge out on top of the score of 12-8. Robbie Allman with the ball inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Ekstrom. He drives the ball against Overmiller. Hands it away to Schoedemann. Schoedemann gets it to Niedrich. Back out on the wing to Ekstrom. Dribbles to the free throw line. Double team there. Gets the ball away. Down on the baseline to a Jared Niedrich. Tries to drive it against Dirks and can't do it. Comes back into the 3-point territory to Jared Schoedemann. A minute 49 to play here in the first quarter. On the wing is Robbie Allman, picked up by Stein now, who's back into the ball game. It's Jared Niedrich, drives the ball against Dirks, and he's called for the steps. Niedrich trying to drive it toward the basket there, and then had notions to pass the ball. He loses his feet, and he comes down with the basketball, so a traveling violation is called there on the Dusters. That's going to be the second turnover on Holdridge. End of the ball game now for Holdridge will be Alex Stoneman, and going out is going to be Robbie Allman. A minute and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-8 to score. Holdridge on top. Adams Central comes back with the basketball. Blake Overmiller drops it across the midcourt stripe now for Adams Central. Dribbling with the ball. Blake goes over here on the right side. They get it to a Brady Barrett. Down to a Nick Stein down in the corner. That's Overmiller. He drives the baseline and retreats now as he can't go up with a shot there against Niedrich. Comes out to Nick Stein. Jump pass to the wing. Zach Hollister takes it down in the baseline. Stops contact made. Foul called. A foul is going to be called down here on Holdridge at the 1:14 mark. That's going to go on Kyle Ekstrom. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Dusters here in this first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. AC will play things in. Blake Overmiller gets it on the baseline. The mat is shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Niedrich. Niedrich gets the ball now to Alex Schoedemann. Schoedemann now to a Jared Schoedemann. And Jared will bring it into the offensive zone here for the Purple People Eaters. The Holdridge Dusters in their purple and gold uniforms here tonight. Holding the ball out here is going to be Niedrich. He gets it to Alex Schoedemann. Schoedemann comes across the top to Jared Schoedemann. Adams Central in the man-to-man. 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll see if Holdridge plays for the final shot. Niedrig gets it out to Ekstrom. Ekstrom on the wing, down to a Schoenemann behind the screen. They go out on top, down to Joey Isaacson. On the wing on the right side to Ekstrom. Ekstrom holds on to the ball, dribbles once, sends it back out here to a Jared Schoenemann. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 12-8 to score. Adams Central trailing by 4 points. Jared Niedrig on the wing on the right side, picked up by Overmiller. Comes out to Kyle Ekstrom. Ekstrom looking, goes over on the wing on the left side to Jared Schoenemann. Schoenemann down to Joey Isaacson. Right side of the wing to Ekstrom. Back out between the rings to Jared Schoenemann. 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jared Schoenemann moves to his left over here on the wing. Lobs it out to Ekstrom. Puts a man in the air. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out of there. It's loose on the near sideline, and time expires. So a good defensive stand there by Adams Central. The Holdridge Dusters get a shot away inside the free throw circle that would not go. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here tonight at Grand Island Senior High. So one quarter in the books here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The score, Holdridge 12, Adams Central 8.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Start the second quarter, 12-8 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper by Barrett. It's going to be no good, a three-pointer. And the rebound comes down here to Ross Martin. 12-8, the Dusters have a lead as we start the second quarter here tonight at Grand Island Senior High. Here's Jared Niedrig with the ball, free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass comes out to Schoenemann. Schoenemann on the wing, now to Ross Martin, and we got some contact. Nathan foul called inside. A personal foul is going to go on Calvin Ott. After one quarter, Lindsay Holy Family out on top of number one-ranked Giltner. Their score is 10-7. Lindsay Holy Family 10, Giltner 7. That's after the first quarter. That game is going on at Cross County High School in Stromsburg tonight. 12-8 here. Adams Central trailing by four, driving the ball to the basket and scoring is going to be Jared Schoenemann. Circles around, cuts it down the lane and scores. Schoenemann gets his first field goal of the ball game. And now Holdridge has got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 14-8. 7:20 to play here in the first half. Matt Overmiller has got the ball, now to Nick Stein. Holdridge is in a man-to-man defense. Nick Stein dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here to Jake Fowler, bounce pass down on the baseline. Barrett grabs the ball, the shot is up there, and he's fouled. Nice pass by Jake Fowler. Gets it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. He lays it in, and he's fouled in the play. Barrett now with 5 points in the basketball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Holdridge. It's going to go on Jared Schoenemann. That's going to be his first. Now Barrett to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It just goes down the hole. Catches the front lip and drops down through the hole. Brady Barrett now with 6 points in the basketball game. He's got 6 out of the 11. And the Patriots are back within 3 points, 14-11. Jordan Schultz with the ball, right side to Ross Martin. Entry pass deflected away. It's loose. It's picked up here by Barrett. He runs it back the other way, 2-on-2. Fowler back out to Calvin Ott. Ott now to Barrett. Out here in 3 points here. It's away. Takes a shot and misses. And the rebound comes down here to Holdridge. Third turnover in the ball game on the Dusters, but Adams Central cannot finish at the other end. Ross Martin has got the ball, drives it now against Stein, throws it over on the wing on the left side to Robbie Ullman, dribbles inside the free throw circle, hands it away on the wing now to Schultz. He takes it inside the free throw circle, feeds it over on the wing on the left side to Martin. The pass out on top deflected away from Ullman, and Ullman actually loses the ball out of bounds. They point Patriots way, so it's off of the fingertips of Ullman out of bounds. The fourth turnover on the Dusters. Zach Hollister coming to the ball game now for Adams Central. And Barrett's going to get a quick breather here. 7:21 to play here in the second quarter. 14-11 is the score. Adams Central trailing by three. The Patriots can tie, though, with a three-point field goal right here. Nick Stein down in the corner to Hollister. And contact made and a foul called again. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Ross Martin of Holdridge. That's going to be his first team foul number four on the Dusters here in this first half of play. Back into the ball game now is going to be Barrett, and going out is going to be Matt Overmiller. 6:09 to play in the second quarter, 14-11. The Duster is down on top of Adams Central in his B5 district championship ball game. Here tonight at Grand Island Senior High, Fowler with the ball down here on the baseline. Dribbles with the ball to his right, feeds it inside to Calvin Ott, back outside to Hollister. Hollister comes over on the wing on the left side to Fowler, dribbles into the paint, is off balance, shot is up there, top of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Ross Martin for Holdridge. Long pass ahead to get the ball to Robbie Allman. Allman spins left side of the lane, puts up a shot off the window, too strong, gets his own rebound, has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. And Allman will go to the free throw line down for the Dusters. He gets the offensive board, and he is fouled in the play here by Jake Fowler. So Robbie Allman goes to the free throw line down for the Dusters. He's a 6'2" and senior. He was the quarterback of their football team last summer, or last fall. A shot from the free throw line is up and in by Robbie. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. He is 3 out of 4 on the free throws here during this postseason tournament. Second shot is up there is good. And the Adams Central deficit is now 5 points. It's 16-11. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Nick Stein with the ball. Stein out to Hollister at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Ott, trying to get around Niedrig. His turnaround jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ross Martin. Martin has got it now for the Dusters. Hustles into the forecourt. A pass there to Robbie Allman. Back out to a Jordan Schultz. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Ross Martin. Feeds it inside to Niedrig. Back out to Martin. Spins at the free throw line. Gets it back down to Niedrig. He backs up against Fowler. Goes up for the shot. It's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Good job there by Jake Fowler. Head of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Matt Overmiller, the future Hastings College Bronco. And coming out is going to be Jake Fowler. 5:11 to play. Here in the first half, 16-11, the Dusters have led this baby from the start. Here's a long-range jumper by Shoneman. It's up and in a three-pointer. Jared Shoneman scores from the right wing off of the inbounds pass. He's now got 5 points in the basketball game, and the Dusters have opened up an 8-point lead over Adams Central. It's 19-11, but coming right back is going to be Overmiller. Matt Overmiller throws up his second three in the ball game. Right down through the hole, nothing but twine for Matt Overmiller. 19-14. Adams Central now trailing by 5 points here in the ball game. Here's Allman. This handles the ball again out here in 3 point territory. Picks it back up. Goes on the left side. Here's Martin. Just shot from 15. No good. Rebound comes out of Barrett of Adams Central. Grady runs it back the other way to Nick Stein. Stein takes off. Basket is shot. It's up there. No good. And he fouled. Nick Stein attacks the front of the rim there for Adams Central. And he draws a personal foul from the Dusters. The personal is going to be whistled here on Robbie Allman. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Dusters here in this first half of play. To the free throw line, Nick Stein for Adams Central. Patriots trailing by 5, and a shot is up there, no good. Stein is now 2 out of 3 on free throws during this district tournament. The Patriots last night did not have a whole lot of chances against Hastings either. They were just 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Here's the next shot, it's up there, no good. Stein misses a pair. You don't see that very often. And a rebound comes down to Holdridge. 19-14, the Patriots down by 5 points. Holdridge with the ball, their offensive end. Robbie Allman comes across the top now to a Shoreman. Bounce pass goes to Niedrig. Niedrig picked up there by Calvin Ott. Jared Niedrig going to try to drive the ball to the basket. He comes out here on the wing on the left side and throws the basketball away. Niedrig is underneath the basket. Too far to go up for the shot. Bounce pass went out on the wing on the left side and goes sailing into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Fifth turnover on Holdridge here in the basketball game. Back into the ball game now for the Patriots, Jake Fowler. Hollister will come to the bench. 4:05 to play second quarter. 19-14, Dusters have the lead. Nick Stein with the ball. Comes out on top to Overmiller. Shot for three. He's going to be there, no good. Rebound comes down to Martin for Holdridge. Martin gets the ball ahead now to Robbie Allman. He penetrates, throws up a shot over Overmiller. No good. And that hits him on the arm. Matt Overmiller is going to hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Allman goes to the free throw line. Adams Central in the first quarter, 3 out of 8 from the field, 38%. Holdridge was 4 out of 10 for 40%. Patriots hit 2 out of 4 on three-pointers. Holdridge hitting 2 out of 4 for 50% on three-pointers. Rebounds, Adams Central had only 1. Holdridge had 7, including 2 on the offensive end. A couple of Holdridge turnovers in that first quarter. Adams Central had 1. Allman hits 1 free throw and now hits the second one. And it's now a 21-14 ball game again. It's a 7-point lead for Holdridge with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play during the second quarter from Grand Island Senior High. Holder is still in the man-to-man. Fowler tries to drive the ball to the basket. Can't do it. Has to throw it back out here in the three-point territory. Picked up there by Brady Barrett. Now to Nick Stein. 4-3. His shot is up there. Around the rim. Falls off. No good. Calvinott tries for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch here by Ott. Ott was battling for the ball there with Joey Isaacson. They said it was last touch by Calvinott. So they give the ball to the Dusters. 21-14. Holdridge has got a 7-point lead here. We're Adams Central in the district championship ballgame. Ekstrom has got the ball over on the wing on the right side of Jared Schoenemann. Comes out now to Isaacson. Isaacson moves it over to Ekstrom on the left wing to work it back around the perimeter. Over here to Joey Isaacson. Out to Jared Schoenemann. Schoenemann on the wing now to Stoltz. Has worked the ball around this man-to-man defense out here at the perimeter, trying to break somebody loose. Isaacson on the wing to Ekstrom. Ekstrom comes back out here to Schoenemann at the top of the key. Right side now to Isaacson, and a traveling violation is called on Joey Isaacson. So Holdridge forcing the Patriots to play defense here well into each and every possession. That time Isaacson is whistled for the traveling violation, the sixth turnover on the Dusters here in the ballgame. 21-14 is the score. We got 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Nick Stein with the ball. Dribble penetration. Stops right side of the lane. Nice move to the basket. Shot is up there. It is no good. Got a rebound. We're going to have a foul called on Vanover Miller. Nick Stein misses one. Blank range there for Adams Central. And then Overmiller commits the personal foul on the rebound over the back of a Holdridge Duster. Here comes Ashton Dirks back into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Matt Overmiller. 2:37 remaining, and now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. The Patriots want to talk things over here. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 21, Adams Central 14.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 2 minutes, 37 seconds to play here in the first half. It's been all Holdridge so far. In this basketball game, the Dusters got out to a 12-8 lead after the first quarter. They now have a 7-point advantage at 21-14. Now the Dusters have the ball as they bring things back in their offensive zone. Schoenemann has got it, hands it away out here to Robbie Allman. That is Schoenemann again on the wing. Comes out now to the top of the key to Isaacson. Back out to Jared Schoenemann as he calls the play here. A lot of movement down here in the baseline as they try to shake a Duster loose. Robbie Allman down here on the wing. Now drives the ball against Ott. Loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on the Dusters here in the ballgame. Pleasanton is leading Sargent at the end of the first quarter in another district championship ballgame for you tonight. Pleasanton 11, Sargent 7. Last check, it was Lindsay Holy Family on top of Giltner 10-7. That was after the first quarter. We're in the second period here at 21-14. Adams Central trailing. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's going to go good by Barrett. Ball is loose here, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge basketball. And now we got Jared Schoenemann down for the Dusters on the baseline here. Maybe got hit in the chops here, and he's going to have to check out of the ball game as the official helps him to his feet here. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Kyle Ekstrom back into the ball game now for the Dusters. A minute and 56 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Holdridge is out on top of Adams Central by a score of 21-14. And the Dusters will bring the ball back now. Adams Central will attack right here at the 10-second line. Nick Stein will pick up Ross Martin as he comes into the forecourt now to Kyle Ekstrom on the wing. There's a Jordan Stoltz out of between the rings to the left side to Martin. He drives, he spins left side of the lane. The shot no good, too hard. Rebound comes down to Calvinott. Gets it now to Ashton Dirks as he hustles into the forecourt. Big guy dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Right wing now to Jake Fowler. Comes out to Dirks. Cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there. It's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Allman. So the offensive shooting woes continue here for Adams Central. They did not shoot the ball well last night against Hastings High, and he scratched out a win. And now they're trailing here by 7 points, 21-14. Here's Niedrich, turnaround jumper over Kalvinop. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Barrett of Adams Central. A minute to play here in the second quarter, 21-14. The Dusters have the lead. Here's Nick Stein with the ball down in the baseline. Comes out here to 3 points territory to Dirks. Down to Kalvinop with his back to the basket. Back out to Stein. They give him room out here in 3 points territory. Allman playing a very loose defense out here. Here's a Jake Fowler. Now he's going to reset the offense as he comes out near the 10-second line. He'll run a set play right here. Goes on the wing on the right side to a Brady Barrett. Out to Fowler at the top of the key. A pass down in the corner is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. The ball is loose. Now we got a foul called. Nick Stein getting into it with Jordan Schultz. And a foul is going to be called here on Stein. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. So no free throws here. It's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball down here in backcourt. Coming into the ball game now for the Patriots is going to be Hollister. Also coming in for Adams Central is going to be Micah Lindblad. We're going to have Calvin Ott and also Jake Fowler coming to the bench. 33.5 seconds to play. Holdridge will play the ball in here. With a 7-point lead, the Duskers have led this maybe from the opening tap. They scored the first 4 points in the ball game and have not trailed. Robbie Allman with it now as the Dusters will just throw the ball around the three-point arc again. Now we got a whistle away from all the action underneath the hole here. A foul is going to go on Adams Central. So a personal foul here is going to go on Ashton Dirks. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots. Robbie Allman goes to the free throw line down for the Dusters. He's already got 10 points in the ballgame. He's got 2 three-pointers, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Calvin Ott comes into the ball game now. Checking out is going to be Lindblad. 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 21-14. The Dusters out on top. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Allman. He is now 7 out of 8 on free throws in the district tournament so far here in Grand Island. Allman scored 14 points in the ball game last night against Northwest. He misses a free throw here. Offensive rebound comes down to Jordan Schultz. And then the Dusters throw the ball away with 14 seconds to play. Holdridge gets the ball on the missed free throw by Robbie Allman. And then they throw the basketball away with 14 seconds to play as they send it to the far sideline and nobody was there. So that's a big break for Adams Central. Holdridge had a free throw. And then they got the ball back with a chance to maybe throw down one last shot here in the first half. Now Adams Central trailing by 8 points has got the ball. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Nick Stein, he drives the right side of the lane. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. With 2.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So Stein trying to take the ball to the basket there. Loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. 22-14. Holdridge with the lead. They will play it into Ross Martin. Martin from backcourt throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. The Holdridge Dusters have shut down this Adams Central offense so far through the first 2 quarters at Grand Island Senior High. The score at halftime is Holdridge 22, Adams Central 14.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown. On Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
If you've been in a winter weather accident, or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does body repair and painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, and fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Good luck to the local and area teams in their basketball tournaments.
1230 KHAS.
Michael back at Grand Island Senior High tonight. The Class B5 District Championship ball game for you here this evening. as Adams Central Patriots are trailing the Holdridge Dusters here at the break. Their score is 22-14. Holdridge got out to a 4-0 lead here in the basketball game. Both that lead to 7-3 midway through the first quarter. Adams Central came back to pull within one at 7-6. It was a 4-point ball game at the end of the first period, 12-8. The Dusters then opened up an 8-point lead in the second half at 19, or at the second quarter at 19-11. It was 21-14 and then 22-14. That's where we stand right now at halftime as Holdridge has got the lead over Adams Central here at the break. Patriots have not yet gotten into their flow with their offense. They kind of stumbled last night in the ball game with Hastings High. The Patriots hitting only 34% of their field goals last night and only 2 out of 14 from three-point range, and they're not going to be too far off of that here in this ball game here tonight against the Dusters in a championship contest. In fact, only three guys have scored so far. Adams Central, Matt Overmiller has knocked down 2 three-pointers. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Brady Barrett has got a 3 and a 2. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 6 points. Calvin Ott has knocked down a field goal and 2 points after he scored 13 points in the ball game last night against Hastings High. Nick Stein has been to the free throw line once, where he has misfired on a couple of free throws. So Adams Central with only 14 points on the board here at halftime. That's from a team that has averaged 59.6 throughout this 2010-2011 season. Robbie Allman is leading the way so far for the Dusters. He has got 11 points here in the first half. Robbie has got a couple of three-pointers, and he's 5 and a 6 from the free throw line. Jared Schoenemann has got 5 points here in the ball game. He's got a 3 and a 2 for his 5. Jared Niedrig has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And Josie Isaacson is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points. So the Holdridge Dusters out on top of Adams Central here tonight in the B5 District Championship ball game at Grand Island Senior High. The score is Holdridge 22, Adams Central 14. We'll have more after this.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Senior High has scored 22-14. Holdridge has got the lead over Adams Central here tonight. Classes D1 and D2 playing their district championship games here tonight. We got some scores. It is Lindsay Holy Family out on top of Giltner in their D2 championship ball game. The score is 14-12 in their district finale. Pleasanton has got the lead over Sargent now at halftime with a score of 25-13. Axtell is playing Overton tonight at Kearney Catholic, some of the other area teams competing in district competition here tonight. But again, Adams Central is trailing the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 22-14 here at halftime. Again, the girls' state tournament is going to get started on Thursday down in Lincoln. We'll have complete coverage here on our network of stations from Platte River Radio. In fact, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia, Sutton, and Sandy Creek from the immediate area competing in the Group C tournament. Sandy Creek will open things up 7 o'clock on Thursday at Pershing Auditorium against Centura. That game will air on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at about 6:50. Right after that game, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood at 8:45 starting time. 8:30 for the pregame show. We'll have that one here on 1230 KHS. And earlier in the day, we'll have Sutton as the Phillies will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic at 2 o'clock in the afternoon out of Lincoln East against Hardington Cedar Catholic. So coverage on Thursday for the opening round of the Girls State Tournament. Sutton and Hardington Cedar Catholic will get things started at 2 o'clock here on KHS. Then we'll switch over to the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, bringing Sandy Creek and Centura. That's back here on 1230 KHIS for the Hastings St. Cecilia Ashland Greenwood ball game. All three contests coming up on Thursday down at the state tournament in Lincoln. Got the shooting numbers here. This ball game in the first half of play, the Patriots woeful at best offensively. Adams Central is hitting only 26% from the field so far. They're 5 out of 19. Meanwhile, Holdridge is connected on 6 out of 18 from the field for 33%. The Patriots are 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. Holdridge 3 out of 6 for 50%. But the big story here is rebounds. Holdridge out-rebounding Adams Central 16-4. That after the Patriots last night pounded Hastings High on the boards. 35-22 is the final margin there. So far it's been the reverse in this ball game as the Holdridge Dusters owning the glass against Adams Central. 16 rebounds for Holdridge compared to 4 for Adams Central. Holdridge has got 3 offensive boards and none for the Patriots. Adams Central has turned the ball over 3 times here in the first half of play. Holdridge has got 8 turnovers. Holdridge has come up with 1 steal in the ball game. Adams Central's got a steal. Nobody's got a blocked shot yet. But again, the big story, the Patriots hitting only 26% of their field goal tries, and they're being out-rebounded in the ball game 16-4 at halftime. Needless to say, they're trailing on the scoreboard as well. The Holdridge Dusters 22, Adams Central 14. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half here at Grand Island Senior High. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the second half here. The winner of this one moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament coming up next weekend down in Lincoln. The Patriots trying to get there for the second straight year and then for their sixth time in the history of their school. Right now, the Patriots with some wood to chop here in the second half. 22-14 is the score. Holdridge has got the lead. Now the Dusters will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. Adams Central stays with that man-to-man defense. Here's Niedrig over on the left side of the lane. Bombs it back out here to Ross Martin between the rings. Martin comes over to Robbie Ullman. Free throw line extended left side. Flips the ball back here to Shoneman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Hands the ball away now to Ross Martin. Martin back outside now to Robbie Ullman. Throws up a three-pointer and it's going to be blocked down here. It is blocked down here by Matt Overmiller. We'll see if he was beyond the arc, and that's going to be the case. A foul is going to be called here on Matt Overmiller. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Robbie Ullman to the free throw line to shoot three as he was hacked in the act from behind the arc. Robbie Ullman now 6 out of 7 on free throws as he knocks down his first shot here. And that gives Holdridge a 9-point lead, now a 10-point lead as Ullman hits the second one. 24-14, a big foul there from Matt Overmiller to get off this third quarter. Next shot is up there. It's good, so he knocks down three free throws, and bam, just like that, Holdridge has got an 11-point lead over Adams Central. It is 25-14 here. 25-14 with 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central, the first possession offensively. Driving to the hole is going to be Barrett. His shot's going to be up there. It's still good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. He gets it away on the wing on the left side to Zach Hollister. That's the first offensive rebound of the ball game for Adams Central. Fowler, now right side of the lane, stops. Comes out to Nick Stein. Now to Hollister deep in the corner. He drives the ball, comes over here on the wing. Fowler nearly lost the ball out of bounds here. Fowler gets it under control, spins it right side of the lane. Comes out now to Stein for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, hot. Follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Niedrig. Three shots to the hole there for Adams Central, and they couldn't convert. 6:44 to play in the third quarter. Holdridge has got an 11-point lead, 25-14. Here's Jordan Schultz with the ball now, picked up by Stein as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man. Schultz tries to drive it, gets it out to Robbie Allman. Allman matched up there with Fowler. Comes over in the wing on the left side to Jared Schoeneman. Bounce pass goes into Niedrig. He is double-teamed. Niedrig. Jump pass comes out on top. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Martin. And a rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Ott has got the ball now for the Patriots. He'll bring it up himself. Right-handed dribble comes to Nick Stein on the wing behind a Ott screen. Takes it to the free throw line now at the Fowler for three. Shot good. Jake Fowler hits his first bucket of the ball game. A three-pointer from the right side on the wing. And the Patriots are back within 8 points. 25-17 is the score. 5:50 to play here in the third. Here's a Robbie Allman with it now, right in front of the Dusters bench. Dribbles to his right, now retreats. Dribbles to his left, now drives the ball to the basket. Contact made, foul called. So Robbie Allman just dribbling on the ball, found a little seam in the Patriot defense. And draws the personal foul on Zach Hollister. That's going to be the first foul on Hollister, team foul number two on Adams Central here in the third quarter of play. Non-shooting situation, Ross Martin will inbound the ball for Holdridge underneath their own basket. They'll get it into the corner to a Jordan Schultz. Schultz drives the ball left side of the lane. Now gives it up to Martin. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Partially deflected by Ott. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Misses the shot, and he's fouled in the play. That one around the rim, all the way around, very slowly, and falls off of the right side. No good. Hollister picks up his second personal foul now. Third one on the Patriots here in the third quarter. So Ross Martin goes to the free throw line now for the Dusters. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He was 1-for-2 from the free throw line last night in the ball game against Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central trailing by 9 points. Second shot is up there, no good. Ott with a rebound. Calvin gets the ball away now to Fowler. Here come the Patriots with 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Fowler has got it, moves it over in the wing on the right side to Brady Barrett, drives it inside the free throw circle, stops there, comes out to Fowler. He takes the ball on the paint, stops right there. Fowler trying to get rid of it. He does. Nick Stein out here. Between the rings, he drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled with the play. Nick Stein draws some contact there, and now he goes to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Robbie Allman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. First team foul called here on the Dusters in the third quarter of play. And to the free throw line is going to be Nick Stein. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Stein now 1-3 from the free throw line tonight. That's his first point. Stein is averaging 11 points per ball game so far this season. He scored 6 points last night against the Tigers. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound. It's brought down by Adams Central. Hollister has got it. Now to Fowler. Dribbles the ball into the lane. Now to Stein. Jump pass down in the corner again to Fowler. Fowler lobs it back inside, and a foul is going to be called. So the Patriots getting their second offensive board of this quarter. They draw the personal foul down here. It's going to go on Schoeneman. That's going to be his second personal. And the Patriots will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Barrett will get things in to Stein. Now the Ashton Dirks is into the ball game. Holds it. Comes out here to Jake Fowler now. Fowler across the top to Barrett for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Niedrig. Brady Barrett with 6 points in the basketball game so far for Adams Central. He's their leading scorer, averaging 18 points per ball game. 26-18. Adams Central trailing by 8 points here in the contest. From the corner, three-pointer put up there. No good by Martin. Battle for the loose ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by the Dusters down there. high school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Grand Island Senior High. This is the B5 District Championship ball game between the Dusters and the Patriots. These two teams meeting for the second consecutive year in the district title game. Adams Central winning last year and then losing in the first round of the 2010 Boys State High School basketball tournament. Adams Central trying to get back there for the sixth time in school history. Here's Barrett driving for the basket. His shot is no good. Ball tapped down, picked up by Fowler. So another offensive board here for the Patriots. Now Barrett for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Holdridge Dusters. Jordan Schultz with a rebound. The Patriots cannot buy a field goal. Adams Central hit only 26% of their shots in the first half of play. And they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 26-18. Holdridge with the ball. Here's a Jared Schoeneman. Schoeneman gets it to Robbie Allman. Allman now to Schultz on the wing. Comes out between the circles. Now to Martin. Martin goes on the right side. Now to Robbie Allman. He's worked the ball around the three-point perimeter. Here's a Ross Martin with the ball. Now to Schultz. Moves it over on the right side to Schoeneman. Out on top, down to Allman. Over on the wing on the left side to Jordan. Schultz picked up there by Stein. Gets away. Takes it down on the baseline. He shot it up there and in. Jordan Schultz hits his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 28-18. The Patriots now down by 10 points here in the ballgame. Here's Nick Stein for three. His shot is up there. That one barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Schoeneman. Boy, the shooting woes continue to mount here for Adams Central. The Patriots are down by 10 points, 28-18, with 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter from Grand Island Senior High. Out on top is Robbie Allman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot against Dirks. Moves it to the left side of the lane on the dribble. Now takes off to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Robbie Allman scores. He has now got 16 points in the ballgame here for the Dusters. And Holdridge has opened up a 12-point lead over Adams Central. And now we've got a timeout from head coach Zach Foster. Adams Central calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score. Holdridge 30, Adams Central 18.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Grand Island Senior High. Again, the Dusters got up to a 4-0 advantage here in the ball game. They have never trailed in this contest. They led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. It was 22-14 at halftime, and now the Dusters have opened up a 12-point lead over Adams Central. Their score is 30-18. The Patriots in the second half of play. Their shooting woes continue. They've had only 1 out of 8 shots in the third quarter. 30-18, Adams Central trailing in the ball game. And now it's going to be, let's see, Holdridge. We'll say here on defense, Adams Central inbound the ball right in front of the Patriot bench. And their offensive end. There's Overmiller with the ball. Overmiller takes it down to the baseline, spins. He's double-teamed. Overmiller has to get rid of it. Does so. Gets it to Blake Overmiller. Blake got to Nick Stein. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nick Stein took it on the wing and angled toward the basket and scored. 30-20, and now the Patriots are going to apply some pressure here in backcourt with the Blake Overmiller, who's into the ball game now, to Ross Martin. Martin has got it down for Holdridge, back out between the rings to Schultz. He gets it to Allman, picked up by Stein. Allman is double-teamed, sends it down to the baseline, now to Isaacson, and the shot is up and in. They break that pressure out here. Hit 3 points there, it's Wayne Isaacson all alone underneath the basket and scores. 32-20. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in by Matt Overmiller. That's the third three-pointer in the ball game by Matt Overmiller. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. The Patriots back within 9. A minute 45 to play here in the third quarter. 32-23. Adams Central down here in this contest. Here's a Ross Martin with the ball. Comes out here to Jordan Schultz. Schultz moves it over to Allman. Free throw line extended right side all the way to the sideline. Comes out between the circles now to Ekstrom. Adams Central still in the man-to-man defense. Kyle Ekstrom trying to get rid of it. Does so. Now the ball is mishandled here on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Holdridge. The ninth turnover in the ball game for the Dusters as Ross Martin cannot handle the pass. They go sailing to the scorers table here on the near sideline. A minute and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Holdridge is leading by a score of 32-23. And Adams Central will play things in. as of Matt Overmiller. We'll get into the hands now of Brady Barrett. Now to Overmiller again behind the screen. Overmiller throws up a three, and the shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Who's got it? Now we got a jump ball called. Blake Overmiller comes down with it. He is tied up on the play. The possession arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so Adam Central will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jared Schoenemann coming back into the ballgame now for the Dusters. Also checking in will be Jared Niedrig. Adam Central will inbound. Zach Hollister will be the trigger man for the Patriots. He gets it in down to Nick Stein. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here. The 3-point territory. Stein at the top of the key. Goes over to Overmiller. Overmiller thought about the three. Dribbles with it to his left. Out to Nick Stein. Down to the free throw line. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Blake Overmiller. To Matt Overmiller in 3-point territory. One and done as he sends the pass across the top to Stein. Down to Blake Overmiller. Back out to Matt in 3-point territory to Stein. Stein retreats beyond the arc. Now hands it away to Matt Overmiller. Drives it down the lane to the basket. He goes and scores. Matt Overmiller now with 11 points in the basketball game. The Patriots are back within 7 points, 32-25. And now the Dusters having problems inbounding the ball, and they call a timeout. At the count of four, the Patriots fans wanted the five count down here as the Patriots were applying some pressure on the inbound man. And we've got a timeout, 32 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 32, Adams Central 25.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Patriots trying to make a little bit of a run now here in the third quarter. The Dusters have led by as many as 12 points here in the ballgame. It's now 32-25. 32.4 seconds to play in the third. Holdridge will inbound the ball. They get it to a Jared Schoenemann here in backcourt. They'll clear things out. Schoenemann will bring things up. It brings it into the offensive zone. Adam Central drops back in the man-to-man defense. Patriots need to stop here defensively. Here's Joey Isaacson with the ball. Isaacson over to Schoenemann. Comes out between the rings now to Ekstrom. Ekstrom over on the wing on the right side. Now to Joey Isaacson. Isaacson down to Schoenemann. 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schoenemann circles around, drives into the basket. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. Jared Schoenemann circles around and then drives the baseline and draws the personal foul here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Ashton Dirks. That's going to be his second. Ashton Dirks knocked out of the play, and it takes a big boy to knock down Ashton Dirks. Jared Schoenemann will go to the free throw line now. His shot is up there, and the shot is good, so he hits the free throw. He is now 5 out of 7 on free throws during this district tournament. Here comes Calvin Ott back into the ball game. Here comes Brady Barrett back in. Brady Overmiller and Jake Fowler check out. 3.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now 33-25. Adams Central is trailing here in the ballgame. We've got another free throw coming up here, and the shot is up. It is good by Schoenemann. So that gives the Dusters a 9-point lead, 34-25. Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt. Calvin Ott will get things in to Brady Barrett. Runs her down the right sideline from half court. He throws up the shot. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books in the B5 District Championship ballgame. Here at Grand Island Senior High, the score, Holdridge 34, Adams Central 25.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
If you've been in a winter weather accident, or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does body repair and painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, and fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Good luck to the local and area teams in their basketball tournaments.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Holdridge is called for a traveling violation as they inbound the basketball off the far sideline. So Adams Central trailing here 34-25 to start this fourth quarter. Here's Fowler driving the ball into the lane, gives it away down to Brady Barrett, circles around down the lane. It's off balance shot. It's going to be fouled. Brady Barrett gets one to go down for Adams Central and to go to the free throw line now to try to make this a 3-point play. Barrett with 8 points in the basketball game. The foul goes on the Dusters. It'll go on Jared Shorteman. That's going to be his third. So Brady Barrett to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's good. A 3-point play by Barrett. And the Patriots are now within 6 points. It's 34-28. Pleasanton leading Sargent at the end of the third quarter, 41-20. And now here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Stein of Adams Central. Nick Stein picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. So the season is going to come down to this 8-minute quarter right here. The Dusters right now have a 6-point lead. Adams Central attacking in backcourt. Jared Schoeneman with the ball. Schoeneman works here against Stein. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. And now the Dusters will set up offensively. Nearly lost control of the ball. Now a double dribble violation on Schoeneman. Nick Stein was right in his grill defensively, and a double dribble violation is called on the Dusters and Jared Schoeneman at the 11th turnover on Holdridge. Adams Central hit only 31% of their shots in the third quarter. They were 4 out of 13. The Dusters, 3 out of 6 for 50%. The Patriots, 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 29%. The Dusters, 0 out of 2. Here's Barrett driving the basket, loses control of the ball, and it goes down and bounces. It's going to be Holdridge basketball. That's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's their fourth. Rebounds right now. Holdridge has got 22 rebounds in the ball game, 11 for Adams Central. So they have doubled the rebounds in this ball game. And the Patriots took great pride in that last night in knocking up Hastings High. They out-rebounded the Tigers 35-23. Not so tonight. Holdridge has doubled up the rebounds here. And the Patriots, 34-28 is our score here. It's a 6-point lead for Holdridge. Dusters have the ball. Allman drives it inside. His shot may have been partially deflected there by Ottman, their offensive rebound, Niedrich. He gets it out to Martin now on the right sideline. Martin takes it to Schoeneman, gets away, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and banks one home. Jared Schoeneman scores on a bank shot there. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 36-28. Here's Fowler back around him. Central comes over here to Overmiller. Down to Fowler, holds the ball at the top of the key. Drives it to the elbow, left side, down to Nick Stein, beyond the arc, to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller spins at the free throw line, spins back the other way, goes down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Niedrich. Boy, the Patriots cannot find the range offensively here tonight. 36-28, the Dusters have an 8-point lead. We're approaching the 6-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. On the wing on the right side is Robbie Ullman. They work it back around the 3-point circle now to Martin. Martin out to Schoeneman. Now right side is Schultz. Schultz holds it with his toes right at the top of the three-point arc. Top of the key to Allman. To Schoeneman. Back out now to Martin. Right side to Allman. Back down low. His shot is up there. Still getting the foul call. They has worked the ball around the perimeter, and then they pound it down low. They found Schoeneman down there on the baseline. He goes for the hole, and he is pounded on the play. And Jared Schoeneman now goes to the free throw line for the Dusters. He'll shoot two. Personal foul whistled there on Adams Central's Nick Stein. That's going to be his third. So Jared Schoeneman in the free throw line. He is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. And his shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. The Patriots have shot only 6 free throws so far tonight. The Dusters have shot 17. Jared Schoeneman will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is short. Barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down here to Barrett. So it's 36-28. The Patriots down by 9. Here's Overmiller with the ball. Overmiller comes to Dirks. Man-to-man defense here for the Dusters. Bounce pass inside to Hollister. Back out to Dirks. Takes the ball to the paint. Left-handed shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Niedrig. Niedrig gets the ball the way down to Jared Schoeneman down the right sideline. Gets by Overmiller. Sends it down to the baseline to Allman. He drives, shoots, and scores. Robbie Allman drives the baseline from the right corner toward the hoop and scores. He's got 18 points in the ball game, and the Dusters are back out on top by 11 points. It's 39-28. And now Zach Foster wants to call another timeout. Timeout, Patriots. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 39, Adams Central 28.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Grand Island Senior High here tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. 5 minutes, 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-28. Adams Central trailing by 11. The winner moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. The Patriots trying to get there for the second straight year, and they're sixth in the school's history. But right now, Adams Central trailing by 11 points. Patriots will inbound the ball following the timeout from head coach Zach Foster. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Barrett for three. His shot is no good. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Ross Martin. Martin has got it down for Holdridge. The ball tipped away from behind. The scramble is on. It is loose, and it's picked up by Holdridge. The Patriots knocked it loose but could not come up with a loose ball. Schoeneman has got it now as he drives it against Fowler. Comes out between the rings now to a Ross Martin. We're down to 4:47 to play. And now we're going to have a foul called here on Barrett. Barrett out here in the 3 points. So he picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Ross Martin. Barrett just reached down and kind of touched the hip of Martin. They call the personal foul. He's in a whole lot more contact than that here tonight. Ross Martin hits the free throw. That makes the score 40-28 in favor of the Dusters. Ross Martin back to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. And now Holdridge with the biggest lead in the ball game, 41-28. A 13-point lead with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Fowler with the ball. Comes out between the rings to Overmiller. Brings it back to Fowler for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Overmiller. Now to Fowler. Back out to Stein. He'll throw up a three ball. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. The Patriots tied a state record earlier this year in the ball game against Donovan Trumbull. He hit 23 pointers tonight. No resemblance to that team, I'll guarantee you. 41-28 is the score. Adams Central having a woeful performance offensively here tonight. Here's a Schoeneman with the ball now for the Dusters. Who's over on the right side on the sideline to Allman. Comes out to Niedrig. Niedrig down to Schoeneman on the wing on the left side to Martin. Down to Niedrig again on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass to Robbie Allman. They just throw the ball around the three-point perimeter. Here's Schoeneman again. Out near the 10-second line this time. Hollister will pick him up defensively. Here's Niedrig. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 41-28. The Dusters out on top by 13 points here over Adams Central. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Niedrig. Niedrig back out to Ross Martin. Picked up there by Stein of Adams Central. Martin dribbles once. Goes over on the wing now on the right side to Robbie Allman. Two-headed pass comes out on top of Niedrig. Niedrig on the wing on the left side. That's Ross Martin with the ball. Gets away from Stein. Throws it out near the 10-second line to Niedrig. And now Holdridge very effective in running some clock here. They've run about 40 seconds off of the clock. We're down to 3:25 to play here in the third quarter. Patriots just in a chase mode right now. Out between the rings again is going to be Schoeneman. sort of it now to Ross Martin. Martin holds the ball. Nick Stein right behind him. Bounce pass comes to Robbie Allman here on the near sideline. Allman gets away on the dribble, moves it over in the wing on the right side to Ross Martin. Back out to Robbie Allman. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Down in the corner, they throw the ball away. So Holdridge does a great job there running some clock. We're down to 3 minutes to go. They run about a minute off of the clock right there, maybe more. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It is 41-28. The Holdridge Dusters with a lead. They eventually turn the ball over, which is their 12th turnover of the ball game. But that was a very effective possession there for the Dusters. They ran a minute plus off the clock looking against the Adams Central defense. And now the Patriots in deep trouble here, 41-28 with 13 points to make up here in the fourth quarter. In the final 3 minutes, Jake Fowler. Fowler moves it to his left. He goes out to Barrett. He drives it down the lane. His shot, no good, but he's fouled in the play. And the foul here is going to go on the Dusters. It'll go on Jared Niedrig. That's going to be his first. Now, that's not what the Dusters want. They don't want to send Adams Central to the free throw line with a chance to score points with a clock stop. We're down to 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. To the free throw line will be Barrett. His shot is up there. It's good. Grady Barrett now finally reaches double figures tonight. He's got 10 points. The average is 18 in the season. Now in the ball game for Adams Central, we're going to have Stein checking in. Blake Overmiller is going to check in. Michael Lindblad is going to check in. I think the Patriots are going to go into the foul mode right here. This must be the fouling team getting ready to check in here for AC. And if the Dusters are going to win this thing, they're going to have to knock down some free throws down the stretch. 41-29 is the score. Adams Central is down by 11 points. Barrett will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. Barrett now 4 out of 4 on free throws. Now he's going to check out. Here comes Ashton Dirks into the ball game. I think we got the foul team in there now for Adams Central as the Dusters will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Jordan Schultz looking to play things in. And now what do we have? We have a timeout called here. Jerry Buck was right beside the official back here in front of the Holdridge fence. And if Holdridge had any kinds of problems whatsoever trying to inbound the ball, he called the immediate timeout, and that's exactly what he did. So now we got a timeout, 2:48 to play. 2:48 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Holdridge 41, Adams Central 30.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Adams Central and Holdridge played to begin the season way back in December. Adams Central able to beat the Dusters by the score of 44-39. Now we turn the clocks back to the month of March. It's 41-30. Holdridge with an 11-point lead. Dusters look to inbound the basketball again, having problems. They finally get it into a Niedrig. Niedrig gets it back now to Ross Martin. He'll bring things up to the near sideline to Robbie Allman. Now gets it to Ross Martin. And eventually he gets it into the offensive scoring zone. I didn't think they'd reach this point. Here's a Shoneman with the ball down on the baseline to a Jared Niedrig. Back out on the wing. Now to Shoneman. Now to Ross Martin. Martin down the near sideline. They come back out to Martin. Top of the key. Jordan Schultz has got it. Schultz goes over in the far sideline. They're going to play keep away here from the Patriots. We're down to 2:20 to play. Here's a Jordan Schultz with the ball. Out of Ross Martin on the near sideline. Out of Robbie Allman. Patriots extending out their defense. There's a bounce pass to the top of the key to Jordan Schultz. Back outside in 3-point territory to Shoneman. Shoneman dribbles to the wall. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Overmiller. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Stein. It's over his head, and it's loose, and it's picked up by Holdridge. So after all that work, Adams Central got the turnover, and then they commit the turnover themselves. Now here's a steal in backcourt. Stein misses a layup. It's loose. It's picked up here, and the follow shot is up and in. Zach Kierkegaard was right there, and he lays it in. Stein got the steal and missed a driving layup. Zach Kierkegaard into the ball game, basically for defensive purposes and for fouling purposes, picks up the ball and puts it down through the hole. Now the Patriots are within 9 points. This is back to a three-possession ball game now. A minute and 47 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. It's Holdridge 41, Adams Central 32.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
41 to 32. Adams Central here in the fourth quarter, just 2 out of 9 on field goals. Holdridge will inbound the ball down the far sideline. Robbie Allman has got it. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Ross Martin. So Allman still in backcourt. Now to Martin. Gets it across the 10-second line. They get it to Shoneman. Stops at the top of the key. Back out to Ross Martin. Adams Central attacking again, looking for a turnover. Now they commit the personal foul. So we're down to a minute and 29 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 41 to 32 in favor of the Dusters. The personal foul is whistled here on Jake Fowler. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Schultz for Holdridge. He has got 2 points in the ballgame thus far and a field goal. Nick Stein into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Going out will be Jake Fowler. So it's 41 to 32. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be the Dusters. The shot is up there. It's good. Holdridge can knock down some free throws down the stretch. I don't think the Patriots can catch them. Schultz hits his first free throw of the night. He's a 57% foul shooter on the season. It's now a 10-point lead, 42-32. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Ott. Dalvin Ott has got the ball. The Patriots seem to throw up some shots in a hurry. Brady Barrett drives down the lane, loses control of the ball, and it is picked up here by Martin. His pass is deflected. It's picked up by Adams Central. Barrett has got it now to Stein. Out to Brady Barrett, and a double dribble violation is called on Barrett. The Patriots, way too many mistakes down the stretch. 14 turnovers on Holdridge, now 7 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Adams Central has had their chances. They've gotten the ball, and they have turned it over themselves. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Overmiller. Matt Overmiller picks up his fourth, and that's going to send Holdridge back to the free throw line. A minute and 11 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game, and that's now a 10-point lead for Holdridge, 42 to 32. Jared Schoeneman goes to the free throw line. He is 3 out of 4 so far tonight. He is 7 out of 10 in this district tournament, and his shot is up there and in. Slowly but surely, the Holdridge Dusters are putting the final nails into the coffin here for the Adams Central Patriots in this 2010-2011 season. Next shot is up there, good. 44-32. Holdridge has got the lead. Adams Central back with the ball. Here's a Nick Stein, comes out to Barrett. Barrett is double teamed, and a traveling violation is called on Barrett. Eight turnovers now in Adams Central here in the ballgame. The Patriots are down by 12, and the Patriot fans start to file toward the exits here at Grand Island Senior High, a minute to play. Here's a Holdridge of the ball, knocked loose again, but picked up by Jordan Schultz, and now he's going to be fouled out here in 3-point territory. A foul here will go on Brady Barrett of Adams Central. That's going to be his third. So now going to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Schultz. He has got 3 points in the ball game. He is 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. We are down to 53.8 seconds to play here in this one. Here's the shot from the free throw line up there. Rattles out, no good. Schultz will have one more. Coming up, we'll have the player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Pleasanton has beaten Sargent tonight by a score of 47 to 31. Next shot is up there. It's off of the right side, no good. Rebound to Calvin Ott. Down to Nick Stein, hustles into the forecourt. Jump pass to the far side is going to be knocked out of bounds. Again, Pleasanton with a win over Sargent tonight in a Class D2 district championship ball game. Final score of 47-31. 44-32 here. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Here's a Stein with the ball. He'll throw up a three from the top of the key. His shot good. Nick Stein now with 5 points to make that 6 points in the ball game. 44-35. Holdridge will play things in here in backcourt. Coming to the ball is going to be Martin. Gets the ball out of Allman. Allman had a clear shot at the hole there, but then he was knocked down. Allman just kind of hesitated. He had an easy driving layup there, but Holdridge not looking for points down the stretch. He just hesitated, and Calvin Ott knocked him down. Calvin picks up his second personal foul. Allman goes to the free throw line. He is 8 out of 9 so far tonight. 10 out of 12 for the tournament so far for Robbie Allman. And his shot is up there. It's good. So that's a 10-point lead for the Dusters. It is 45 to 35. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. 46 to 35. 30 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Nick Stein. Stein at the free throw line, down in the corner to Hollister for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. It's still being tapped around, picked up by Overmiller. Out to Stein for another three, and he buries this one. Nick Stein now at 9 points in the ball game, 46 to 38. 11 seconds to play. Here's a Shoneman with the ball. He's got one eye on the clock. He gets it into the offensive zone. He's going to be tied up on the play. Now finally a jump ball is called with 3.6 seconds to play. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters, but they don't care. 3.6 seconds to play. The Dusters are going to win this ball game, 46 to 38. Adam Central plays things in. Stein, last shot of the season. It's up there. It's good. Nick Stein ends up with 12 points in the ball game. The Holdridge Dusters knock off Adam Central tonight in the B5 District Championship ball game.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Senior High, the Holdridge Dusters win the Class B District 5 championship here tonight over Adams Central. Final score of 46 to 41. So the Dusters will be headed to the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln next week. The season is over for Adams Central after the Patriots knocked off Hastings High last night in the semifinals. Adams Central struggled offensively in the ball game here tonight against the Dusters, and they dropped this ball game to Holdridge by a score of 46 to 41. Holdridge never trailed in the basketball game here tonight. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead. It was 12 to 8 at the end of the first quarter, 22 to 14 at halftime. The Dusters increased the lead to 12 points in the third quarter at 30 to 18. Adams Central had a little flurry there toward the end of the third. Actually pulled it within 9 points at the end of the period, 34 to 25. Holdridge again built as much as a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter at 41 to 28. Adams Central had it down 1 point to 9 points with a minute and 47 seconds to play, but could not get any closer than that. And the Holdridge Dusters knock off Adams Central tonight by a score of 46 to 41. Robbie Allman comes up with 20 points in the ball game for Holdridge. He leads the way. Game-high honors here for Allman tonight. He had 11 in the first half. He had 9 more in the second half, and he was 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. Jared Schoeneman had 12 points. Those are the only two guys to reach double figures tonight for the Dusters. Jared Niedrig had 4 points. Joey Isaacson had 4 points. Ross Martin had 3. Jordan Schultz had 3 points. Holdridge, 21 out of 27 from the free throw line here tonight. Adams Central is only 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer was Nick Stein. He hit some 3-pointers late in the ball game. He scores 12 points all in the second half of play. Brady Barrett had a woeful night tonight shooting the basketball. He ends up with 11 points. He was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Matt Overmiller with 11 points. The other scorers, Jake Fowler had 3. Zach Kierkegaard had 2 points, and Calvin Ott had 2. So the Patriots got off to a promising start here for the 2010-2011 season. Went into a tailspin toward the end of the season. Lost 6 straight ball games. Got into the district tournament. Picked up a win last night over Hastings High, 39-21. But their offensive woes continued into the championship ball game. And Adams Central cannot hold off the Dusters here tonight, losing by a score of 46-41. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame shows. High school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport, available at Jeans Repair and Sales. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42, 48, or 54-inch mowing deck. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into playtime. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Again, the Holdridge Dusters end the season for Adams Central here tonight. Holdridge knocking off Adams Central by the score of 46-41. One other score we might pass along to you, Lindsay Holy family has beaten the Giltner Hornets tonight by the score of 44-33. Giltner should also qualify for the state tournament, though, based on their wild card points. I think they were number one or number two in the wild card standings as of tonight. So if everything goes according to plan, Giltner should also be in the state tournament field next week, despite losing in the district championship ball game tonight to Lindsay Holy family by a score of 44-33. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, not a lot of bright spots offensively for the Patriots here tonight as their shooting woes continued. Nick Stein led the way in scoring. He had 12 points in the ball game. Brady Barrett had 11. Matt Overmiller had 11 points. Nobody else really contributing offensively here in the basketball game tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Adams Central in a losing cause is going to be Nick Stein. He led the Patriots in scoring here tonight with 12 points. Stein had 3 three-pointers. A couple of those came late. But he also hit 1 out of 2. The 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. He hit 1 two-point field goal as well. He led the Patriots in scoring tonight with 12 points, all 12 coming in the second half of play. So Nick Stein will be our player of the game tonight for Adams Central as the Patriots end their season losing to Holdridge by a score of 46-41. Coaches up next. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Aloha Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boar's Floors in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Again, this is Nothing But Net as we wait for head coach Zach Foster to come back out of the locker room. I'm sure this is going to be a tough loss to swallow here tonight. The Patriots have their eyes set on a potential berth in the Boys State High School basketball tournament, but it's going to be not to be for the 2010-2011 season, as the Holdridge Dusters knock off Adams Central tonight by a score of 46-41. Got the final numbers in the ball game tonight. Adams Central hit only 14 out of 44 shots, 32% tonight for Adams Central. The Dusters were 11 out of 27. They hit 41% of their shots. Adams Central was 8 out of 24 in three-pointers for 33%. The Dusters, 3 out of 8 for 38%. The rebounds, the big story here. The Dusters come up with 26 rebounds in the ballgame, 17 for Adams Central. That after one night after the Patriots hammered Hastings High on the boards last night, winning 35-22 in that category. Patriots had a total of 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Holdridge had 13. Adams Central had 2 steals compared to 3 for the Holdridge Dusters. Free throws, again, a big story. The Dusters hit 21 out of 27 free throws tonight for 78%. Adams Central just 5 out of 8 for 63%. Nobody had a blocked shot in the ball game tonight, but, boy, a rebound against for the Dusters here tonight, 26-17. And Adams Central being outshot in the ball game, 41-32, and that was enough to spell defeat for the Patriots tonight as they lose this ball game to the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 46-41. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
I still no signs of any of the coaching staff here for the Adams Central Patriots following their loss tonight, 46-41 to the Holdridge Dusters. Again, a final score, Lindsay Holy Family has beaten Giltner tonight 44-33 in their district championship ball game. And also it was Pleasanton picking up a win tonight over Sargent by a score of 47-31 in their district championship ball game. Remember the girls' state tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down in Lincoln this week, and then next week it'll be the boys having a chance at things Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down in Lincoln. The Patriots will not be there. The Tigers of Hastings High will not be there. The one lone team from Hastings that will be there will be St. Cecilia, and we understand they're going to be the number 6 seed in the Class C1 state tournament field next week, and the Blue Hawks will take on Norfolk Catholic. That'll be an 8:45 ball game next Thursday down in Lincoln. We've got the girls' state tournament coming up next on the old agenda this week, and we'll have 3 games for you coming up on Thursday. It'll all get started in the afternoon with Sutton taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. That ball game begins at 2 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS. Then we'll move over to the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, bring you Sandy Creek and Centura beginning at 7. Then it's back here on 1230 1230 KHAS for Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood. That ball game will tip off at 8:45. So that'll do it from Grand Island here tonight. Again, the final score, it was Adams Central losing to Holdridge by a score of 46-41. Thanks to our statistician here tonight, Gene Shaw, who's on site with us here this evening, and our producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.